You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Sponsored by SwissWatchesDirect.co.uk. Brand new Breitling's, Tag Heuer's, Omega's and other brands at up to 25% off recommended retail price. For free delivery, ask for Adrian and mention The Archers.
I'm so glad Carol insisted. If I'd left it any longer, he said he might have started carving the headstone.
Yes, all right. But what about Hazel?
What about her?
Well, have you told her you've changed the inscription?
No, and I don't intend to.
But, Mum, where are you going now?
I need my tissues.
Jenny will have tissues. We're going to be late.
Yes, yes, I know.
She'll have lunch time down to the last second.
And I'm coming.
So what are you going to do when Hazel visits? I mean, she's bound to be furious. Mum? Did you think you ought to at least warn her?
So she can try and change it back? I don't think so, Lillian. Alan's happy with what I want. I'm the one that tends to Jack's grave. Who's to say she'll ever be back to see it?
Oh, of course she'll be back.
Now, did I close the bedroom window? Yes, I'm sure I must have done.
Mum, will you please just stop faffing? There's really nothing to fret about. We need to leave.
And we will when I'm good and ready. Is Matt joining us today?
No. He's meeting a contact. It's the estate where Tom and Kirsty were going to buy. The first phase is finished, but the second seems to have stalled. Could be money. Could be the floodplain.
Oh, hello, Bill.
But Matt thinks there might be an opportunity.
I'll be back in a little while. There's food in your bowl.
Are you ready now?
Yes, I think so. Well, come on then, Lillian. Don't just stand there. Let's go.
Roy, are you going to be much longer?
I've only a couple more shirts to iron.
I know, but I'm going to be serving up soon. I don't see why you have to leave straight after lunch anyway.
Hayley, I told you.
This is your last day off until Loxfest is over.
Yeah, which is why I'd like some time to settle in. I'm going to be living at Lower Loxley for over a week.
No, I know.
Well, and the crew start arriving tomorrow. Won't have a minute.
Right, fine. Still love to know what that temporary manager's doing.
Hayley, for pity's sake.
Hello, we're not too early, are we?
Not thinking, no. No, come on in.
Oh, we won't, sure.
Oh, blimey, it's a hive of activity in here.
Oh, I know.
You right, Dad?
Oh, yeah. Look at Roy ironing his own shirt.
I have to do this one's for him.
Yeah, so is it. All of us for lunch then?
No, Phoebe's out with her friends.
Pizza and cinema. Just in love, Bethany.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, if it keeps her mind off this Thursday.
Of course, it's a result, isn't it?
Are you going to give me a smile? Go on.
Like a drink, Vicky.
Hold it to squash, please, Roy.
You're all right, sweetie. Oh,
goodness. You're determined to walk, aren't you? Let's get out of everyone's way. Well, I wonder if we can find Abby.
I think she's out in the garden.
Oh, right, OK.
Dad, what about you?
Hmm?
Drink.
Oh, yeah.
You all right?
No, sorry. You know, Vicky, it's hard to get a word in. No, I'm fine. I'll have a beer if you got one.
The things Carol remembers. Did I tell you, Lillian, she bought me a picture of Jack in a lovely frame?
Aww.
From when he witnessed their wedding. He and John look so happy together. I've put it on the mantelpiece.
Mum, can you reach that for me?
Hmm?
It's in my handbag.
Lillian, you shouldn't really use your phone while you're driving. Can't you answer it on your steering wheel somehow?
Oh, Matt knows how to do all that fancy stuff.
Ah.
Anyway, we're almost there. We're not on a public road.
Maybe I should answer it.
Mum, please.
Oh, what button do I need to press?
Hurry, just give me the phone.
Oh, right.
Hello? Oh, he's gone.
I think it was Matt.
Yeah, I thought it might be James. He only has to pop soon.
Well, she's still only slightly overdue.
I know.
Don't get impatient.
I'm not. Linda's the one with all the tips on how to induce labour.
Really?
Seems anything can do it. Pineapple, mango, raspberry leaf tea. Oh, and playing with your nipples.
I beg your pardon?
James has offered to help, but apparently Leonie is not too keen.
No, well, I'm sure that's very wise. Nature will take its course. There's really no need to worry.
And I told you, I'm not. I'll leave all that flapping to Linda. Suits her far better than me.
What's
the matter, Bethany?
Vicky, please.
We can't have any lunch if we don't put you to bed.
You won't say anything, will you? Not today.
Why ever not? We ought to discuss it with them.
Yes,
if we're going to upsticks to Birmingham, it's going to affect them too.
Yeah, so let's not spoil things, huh? Not when we're having a nice family meal together.
So when then?
Well, I don't know.
Well, we're going to have to tell them sometime.
Right, here we are. That's the last of the vegetables. Oh, where's Roy got to now?
Oh, he's upstairs.
He's putting his charger in his case.
Right, I see. And Abby, come on now. Food's on the table. Oh, please, tuck in. Don't bother waiting.
Is everything all right then?
Huh? Yeah, sorry. Loxfest just seems to be taking over at the moment. I guess you've heard what's been happening.
Well, I read what's been in the papers.
Oh, you mean this singer, the one who's supposed to have been...
Yeah.
I saw the pictures. It's a shame, because you don't look the type.
What pictures can I see?
There aren't any, sweetie. Now, sit next to me. One potato or two?
Two, please.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, another act pulled out in protest.
Oh.
Honeystorm, you know, they're an all-female band. And they're supposed to be headlining Friday.
Really?
So now Roy's worried they're going to lose Quainton Smith too. Although if they do cancel, they'll still have to pay them. I mean, it's tens of thousands of pounds.
You're joking.
And Elizabeth seems to be dumping all the responsibility on Roy. Oh, hello, love.
Should my ears be burning?
Hayley's just been telling us about the awful time you've been having with these bands. Mm.
Yeah, well, let's not go into it now, eh? Spend enough time on it as it is.
Of course, son. Fair enough. Well, ain't this smashing?
Yes, thank you, Hayley. Ooh, what a feast.
Yeah.
It's just nice to have you all round the table.
Oh, well, toast to that. Roy?
Oh, yeah, cheers.
Cheers. Vicky?
Yeah. So, Hayley, are you seeing your mum and dad soon?
Not sure. Nothing's planned.
Oh, it's nice you're close enough to just pop over whenever you fancy.
Yeah, I guess.
And they're happy there, are they?
Vicky.
I'm only asking. I've always liked that part of Brum.
All right. Look, here's a question for you. Just between us here, and I want an honest answer.
What?
What do you make of Susan's hair? It's quite something, isn't it?
Oh, my.
What? I mean, don't tell me you weren't surprised when you first saw it.
I think it looks silly.
Oh, great, Abby. Now, that's one opinion. What about the rest of you?
Jenny wants to know if you'd like another coffee.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Mum says she's fine.
Does she need a hand clearing up?
No, Brian's helping. Stay where you are.
If you're sure.
Yeah. Well, that was all very nice. I think it's time for a lie down. Oh, Rory.
What's the matter?
There's water on the lounger.
Oh, is that all?
Oh, mind how you're splashing. A wet backside, huh?
Ooh. Have James and Leone even decided on a name yet?
The baby? No. Or if they are, they haven't told me. I'm rather hoping for Ralph.
Have you suggested it?
I might have whispered to James he might like to consider his father's name.
And?
Well, I got the impression it's not his decision. Apparently Leone has some particularly firm idea.
Oh, I see.
At least it's not a girl. She might have named it after her mother.
Oh, yes.
Bobo Bellamy. Can you imagine?
Now that would be terrible. So she hasn't flown over from Spain then?
No, not yet. Not that they'll have anywhere to put her. They only have the one guest room. And you can bet Linda and Robert will descend the moment the baby arrives.
Yes, of course.
I've told James we'll stay at a hotel. There's a nice little place near Hyde Park Corner.
Don't you want to be closer?
It's only a couple of stops on the tube. And they'll want their space.
Just you wait. You won't be able to stay away. It's very different becoming a grandmother. Now, what's that face for?
Nothing. Just the word.
Grandmother? Don't be silly, dear. There's nothing like a baby to keep you feeling young.
Oh, Rory! That went straight in my wine.
I can't wait.
Oh.
Another great-grandchild.
Yeah. Well, you've had plenty of practice. I plan to bask in my non-granny status while I still can.
Lillian. Oh, what is it now?
My mother. Where is it?
It's just on the side.
Oh, where?
Behind you.
Oh.
Is it James?
Oh, no, it's just an email alert. One of our tenants. Honestly, I really must learn how to turn those off.
Yes, and it was supposed to be between the two of us.
It's hardly a secret.
Well, no, but...
Well, everyone knows Honeystorm have pulled out.
Yeah, but they don't know we're considering cancelling Quayton Smith, though. And they don't know the figures involved.
Oh, come on. It's Mike and Vicky Roy. Who do you think they're going to tell? Well?
Just wish you wouldn't be so hard on Elizabeth. It's not her fault this has happened.
No, and it's not your fault either. Would you prefer I just didn't care?
Oh, just forget it.
Roy?
Well, I think I've got everything.
Going already, are you?
Might as well.
But
I've enough problems to deal with. No point hanging about.
It were an innocent enough question.
I know, but
how are we supposed to make a decision if we don't do our research?
You didn't have to ask that about Ailey's parents, though. We wouldn't want to live where they do anyway.
Why not? We get on.
Yeah, but it's all so built up. It's right next to Spaghetti Junction.
Well, that's not such a bad thing. Oh. For all we know, we might have a new road bombing past us here.
Come on, it's hardly the same.
No, but whatever happens, the area's going to change, isn't it? Oh, if you just try to look on it as a fresh start.
I don't know, Vicky. I mean, this is where my roots are. My home, my friends, my family.
Hang on. We're your family.
Yes, of course.
Me and Bethany. And moving somewhere with more facilities will be the best thing for her.
All right, time to say adios.
Oh, Roy. You off?
Yeah.
Aren't you lucky sleeping in them posh new apartments in the old dairy?
I guess. Probably won't see you till next week.
No, Roy.
You think he was going to the other side of the earth?
Might as well be.
Well, I hope it's a big success.
Yeah, all the best.
Oh, cheers. Where's Abby? Back outside?
Yes, I think so.
Fine, I'll say goodbye on my way out.
Roy, aren't you going to say goodbye to me?
Sorry, I thought that you were...
I might see you on Tuesday. That's when I'm next in.
Yeah, OK. If I'm around...
Bye then, Roy.
Yeah, I hope you have a good week.
You too. Take care now. I'm sure it'll all come together.
Yeah.
Oh, Hayley, love. Hmm? Don't look so sad. He won't be gone long.
Oh, no. It just feels a bit strange, that's all.
Of course.
Mm. I'm not used to being on my own. At least I've still got the two of you here with me, haven't I? I don't know what I'd do without you.
He's such a liar. I'd like getting up for the milk round has ever stopped Jazza going out.
So it's just you and Harrison?
Yeah. Wings and a bow and arrow really don't suit Jazza.
How's that mixture looking? Did you use all the flour?
Yeah.
I'll open another bag.
Oh, I'm so glad you're helping with Locke's Fest, Emma. When I realised how many cakes I'd need...
So?
What?
What happens on Friday then? Did you just have a drink and scarper?
Well, no. You know, we stayed for a couple. What?
Just a couple?
Yes, maybe. I don't know.
So it were a good night then?
Nothing happened.
Never said it did. Oh, can you turn off that mixer?
Oh, sure. Oh, hey, Ed. Sorry.
Excuse me.
It weren't a complete write-off then.
Where's the bread bin gone?
It's behind you.
Oh.
It was sort of sweet of Jazza.
Sweet?
What's this?
Jazza set Fallon and PC
Emma.
Burns up. They had a romantic night together.
No, it weren't romantic, and it weren't the whole night.
You sure he wasn't taking the mic?
No.
It's the first time I've ever heard of Jazza assisting the police.
Oh, Ed, don't move those.
I need a bit of space. Where's the knife?
I don't know. Try the sink.
Look, I'm sure Jazza thought he was doing something nice, but it's none of his business.
Oh, well. He's right, though. You obviously like him.
Yeah, I do. As a friend.
Just as a friend.
Yes.
You need to ask Jazza for some tips on lying.
No, I'm going to go.
Hold on, what about lunch?
I'll grab a packet of crisps or something.
But
it's fine. There isn't any room in here for me.
So, that's your security pass. You need to wear it at all times.
Yeah, I know.
And these are your wristbands for the weekend. See, that one will get you on site, and this one for backstage.
Cool.
Now, make sure you keep them safe.
I will. So, what do you want me to do now?
Well, these all need to go back to the festival office. Do you know where that is?
The port cabin next to the goods entry.
That's right.
Freddie, where are you off to?
No, it's okay. He's doing an errand for me.
Oh, right. Just as long as he's not in the way. I'm starting to feel like a prisoner already.
You mean the fences?
Have you spoken to Marcus?
Yeah. Look, he's dead against us Axe and Quaint and Smith, but if we do end up losing him, he says we might have to shuffle some of the bands around. You know what, just get him to play longer.
And what if any more of them decide to pull out? I've already got Lily mounting the barricades. She's right behind Honey Storm.
She's just disappointed she's not going to get to see him now.
Yeah, just like all the other kids who are meant to be coming. Yeah, everywhere I look, there's money pouring down the drain. People I don't know tearing up the ground.
Look, I know it's scary.
Have you checked the ticket sales?
What?
Today. Are we any closer to breaking even?
I'm not sure.
This was your idea, Roy.
Yes, I know.
And I can tell you it's the last time it's ever going to happen.
But you told me Lower Loxley needed something big, something that would make it secure for the future.
Yes, I did.
Well, it's happening. And it might be having a shaky start, but remember why you're doing it. It wasn't for me. It was for Lily and Freddie. And for Nigel.
No, Roy. Don't.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't you dare bring Nigel into this. Let's face it, all I've managed to do is let him down.
Thanks for letting me use the freezers, ma'am.
Oh, no worries. You gonna have enough room?
Well, I should do. Till we start baking again tomorrow.
Well, you might be able to move some stock around. And
well, no. Jill's going to keep her sponges in her spare freezer at Glebe. Oh. And Ian says I can use his if I need to.
Is there anyone you haven't roped in?
I'm just praying that I've got my calculations right. I mean, it's all just been guesswork. The festival crowd might not even want tea and cake.
Oh, of course they will.
I hope so. You know, I've asked Frieda to stand by with some tray bakes just in case. How about you? The band was sounding pretty good.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah, from what I heard as they were coming in.
Well, I've sent the others home. Me and Harrison are going to carry on rehearsing on our own.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? What's the problem?
Well, between you and me, Fallon, he's just not getting it. There's no spark.
Well, I guess he's still learning the songs.
Well, we've only got 4 days till we're on.
No, I know.
And he ain't even sorted out his costume yet.
Okay.
When I think of how it used to be, you know, me and your dad, we were so in sync. It needs to fly, but with Harrison, he needs to let go.
Would you like me to see what I can do? I mean, I could come up now.
You ain't got time.
Well, I've got a few minutes.
Well, if you like.
I might be able to help you find that old chemistry. Hi, Paula.
Sorry, I didn't know where you'd gone.
I just needed a glass of water.
Oh, sure.
Well, we'd better crack on. Oh, Fallon's going to have a listen. See if she can tell us where we're going wrong.
Oh, okay.
If that's all right with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, of course. Fallon, hang on. Mm-hmm. I've not seen you since Friday. Did you have a good weekend?
What weekend? I've not stopped.
No, me neither. I was on duty.
Oh.
It were nice, though. Friday night, I mean. Even if it was just the two of us.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No? Well, in that case, maybe we should do it again, when we're both not so busy.
Yeah, maybe.
Great. Who needs Jazza anyway?
Well, first things first, though. Let's have a listen to what you've been doing.
So, what would you prefer? That I lie?
No. But how do you expect me to react when I hear figures like that?
There's still time for sales to improve. And we've no idea how many walk-ups we'll get. I bet there'll be loads of people who buy tickets on the day.
Do you even believe that? I didn't think so.
Okay. So look, Rhiannon's been in touch. You know, from Radio Borsetshire. She wants to know if you'll go in for another interview.
When was this?
Just after the news about Quaintance Smith broke.
Roy.
I know, but we need every little bit of publicity that we can get.
Yeah, not that sort of publicity. You can guess what questions she's going to ask.
Yeah, but if you plug all the other great stuff that's happening. I mean, we're not going to sell any more tickets by not going on.
You do it then, if it's such a great opportunity.
No, she wants you.
But I was terrible last time. She's not going to say no to you doing it, is she?
Well, guess not.
So then you do the interview.
What interview?
Oh, Freddie.
It's for Radio Borsetshire. Your mum's been asked to go on.
Yeah, but Roy's going to instead.
Why? To get any sugar, Freddie?
Yeah. Seriously, Mum, you should do it. Tell everyone how awesome it's going to be.
Well, that's what I keep saying.
And all I'm saying is you'd be better.
No, we wouldn't.
Freddie, darling...
This is our festival. You need to shout about it. That's what Dad would have done. He would. He'd love all this.
Do you really think so?
Of course. Come on, Mum. You've worked so hard on this. You can't give up on it now.
Wayne, what would I need him for?
Well, clearly whatever I say isn't helping.
Oh, don't talk rubbish, Fallon.
Well, you were the one who was saying how it used to be when you sang together.
Yes, I don't mean I want him around now. We just need to keep practising, you know? Until it clicks. OK, Harrison.
Yeah, sure.
Right, so, from the top again.
Fine.
We just need to find our groove.
I am trying.
In a pawn shop in Chicago on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings there on display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, "Honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do."
Okay, listen. Golden ring with one tiny little stone waiting there for someone to take it home.
Okay, stop. See? That's your line.
Yeah, I mean, that's the trouble, is I want to follow you.
No, it's a fifth. That you need to hit the A. Golden ring.
Fallon, he just needs to feel it.
Right, then I just won't bother. You know, this is exactly why I think we should call Dad.
Oh.
What? You sang this together for years. He can coach Harrison with his part.
Yes, and...
And I'm obviously not the right person to be giving you advice.
It's got to be worth a shot. Well, that or, well, we could just cut the song.
No! That's going to be one of our biggest crowd pleasers. It always used to go down a storm. We ain't cutting it.
Okay, so who's it going to be then? Are you going to call Dad or shall I?
You up here?
Yeah, hang on.
Where are you?
I'm just putting George's clothes away. Give me a sec.
Oh, here you are.
Ed, what are you doing? Stop there.
What?
Your boots. Mum's going to go mad. You've not got mud in her carpet, have you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Go and check. Mum's already got her Mardy face on because of the baking.
All right, but...
Look, doesn't seem to matter. I left everything spotless.
Fine, but look, listen. Adam's just called. He's asked me to do some cultivation work.
Adam has?
Yeah. Yeah, it's because Andy's had to go over to France. His brother-in-law's died.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. He's gone out there to help his sister.
Oh, poor Andy.
Well, the thing is, though, Adam says he's full on at the moment, and Andy won't be back for a couple of weeks, so I can pretty much have as many hours as I want.
I don't understand. What about the accident with the combine? Has Adam got Charlie to change his mind?
No. I'm still not welcome on the estate.
So?
But Adam's got other contract work, and there's loads to do at Home Farm.
Right, I see.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
I so thought that I'd blown it.
No, that's really good, Ed.
What? You're not happy?
Of course, I'm so busy this week. How much extra are you going to do?
Well, I want to make the most of it. I thought I'd see if Dad can do the afternoon milking for me.
So you'll still be back in the evenings?
Probably not, no.
Yeah, that's the thing. I told you, Mum's getting tetchy. Her and Dad are looking after George and Kira such a lot already.
Oh, come on, they'll understand.
And I'm going to be at Lower Loxley from Thursday morning. Fallon's asked me to help her set up.
Can't Will have George some of the time?
Well, only for a couple of days.
But, look...
I'm not saying it's not a good opportunity.
Yeah, and it ain't going to come along again. Seriously, Em. We can both earn some decent cash over the next week or two. Maybe even save a bit. You know, start thinking about renting again.
Ed.
Exactly.
We can't afford to move out.
Well, we might if we make the most of this. Men like Neil and Susan don't want us to have a place of our own.
Well, you ask them then.
Hey?
Yeah. Yeah, go on. See what mood Mum's in.
I thought maybe you could do that.
I bet you did.
It'll be worth it, though. Come on, just think about it, Em. Little house like we used to have. Flowers around the front door.
Oh, Ed.
No more worrying about your mum or her carpet or the mess I'm leaving. No more having to be quiet.
Wait, stop it. Someone might come in.
Exactly. But we deserve this. Someone's actually given us a second chance for once. It would be stupid to let it go.
Boxing?
I know. I asked him what other sports they offer. He could have chosen cricket, or polo, or modern pentathlon.
I can't imagine Daniel in a boxing ring.
No, neither can I. He and Jim were arguing last night.
Could you pass me the sugar, love?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Thanks. Sorry, you were saying?
Yes, they were discussing the history of conflict in the Middle East. Dan's studying it at the moment.
Ooh.
In fact, I think it's the part of the training he's most worried about. So many of the other cadets are graduates.
Yes, you said.
So, there am I, sitting between the two of them as they squabble about the Sykes-Pico agreement and the Arab-Israeli war.
Goodness.
As if it's all just academic. It was only when I brought out the pavlova that they finally shut up.
Still, must be nice to have him home.
Oh, it is. Although he's not going to be around for the whole time. He and Jamie are planning to camp at Locksfest.
Really? Why? It's only down the road.
I know, but, well, it's nice for them to catch up.
True. And you're going there
so,
as well.
Yes, some of the time.
Oh, nothing in particular. Just discussing the new road.
And what did Pip say?
Hi, David.
Oh, hi, Shuda. Look, I need to move the electric fences.
How are you?
Oh, you know, soldiering on. Adam should be here soon to start the cultivating.
Well, I've got the cows to bring in.
Yeah, sure. It won't be long.
How is Pip? Is she well?
Well, she's fine. I didn't get much of a chance to speak to her.
David seems a bit put out.
He's just tired, I think. He was up half the night with a couple of difficult carvings.
He does look tired. Is that all, though?
Well, it doesn't help.
Your father was just the same. You must remember all those breakfasts when you were children, with your father sitting silent behind his newspaper.
I remember trying to pour milk on my Rice Krispies without making a noise.
It's not just that, though. We've been looking into what we'd be entitled to if the new road does cut through the farm.
Mm.
I've had a chat with the CLA. There's no guarantee of a bridge.
How are you supposed to get from one side to the other?
Use the new road, I guess. Not that we could do that with the cows.
Well, that's ridiculous. If it's going to affect your business, then surely they have to compensate you.
Apparently not. Or at least not necessarily by building a bridge.
Oh, Ruth.
Well, we can make our case, but in the end we'll get what we're given.
Sorry, Edward. I've not made you late, have I?
Ah, no, you're all right.
I left as soon as I could. You know what the cattle market's like, though.
Yeah.
Can't stop us farmers from yakking. Oh, did you have that word with Oliver?
He's going to do an extra afternoon for me.
Oh, good.
I'm just grateful that you can help out a bit, too.
Well, that's a good little earner for you. You must have impressed Adam.
Yeah, I don't know how, but...
So, what's he got you doing today?
Cultivating a Brookfield. I've got to pick up the kit first, right.
Well, go on then. I'll take it from here.
Cheers, Dad. Oh, keep an eye on number 42. Patsy, she's due to calf soon.
Yeah, will do. Now get. Adam's waiting.
Try not to worry too much, David. The film Josh made, it's been getting a great response.
Yeah, I know.
I've been telling all my clients to watch. It really brings it home just how much precious countryside's going to be lost.
No, it does seem to be getting people interested.
I'm sure you'll get your bridge. I can't imagine you wouldn't.
Well, we'll have to see, won't we?
Exactly. It's still early days.
Yeah. Anyway...
So, are you coming on Friday?
Friday?
To Locksfest. Oh, do come, David. The whole family's going to be there.
Oh, really not sure I'll have the energy.
Oh, it'll make you feel so much better, though. Just to be off the farm for a while.
Yeah, but like I say, it'll depend on the carving.
Okay. Well, try to stay positive.
Yeah, I will.
I'm absolutely convinced everything's going to be fine.
All right. Bye, Shula.
Bye.
Afternoon.
Ed.
How's it going?
Well, it's going. I wasn't expecting to see you, though.
Oh, didn't Adam tell you? And he's gone to France.
Oh, God. Yeah, I heard about his brother-in-law.
Yeah, well, Adam's asked me to fill in.
Right. Well, good for you, Ed.
Oh, cheers. It's nice to be earning some proper money.
Things still tough with the herd, then?
I keep hoping things might pick up. You know, now everyone's saying the economy's better. We ain't getting any new customers, though.
No.
Rolf's Mike's not doing anything to find them.
What about doing something similar to Ed?
Selling direct, you mean?
He seems to have found a niche.
Well, that's fine when you've got 50 cows. It won't work if you've got 200.
But if the worst were to happen and the farm gets split, might be an idea to think it through from scratch.
I suppose we could think about a specialist cheese contract or something like that.
Good idea. Phil always said it's worth trying something different, not just doing what everyone else is doing.
Not following the herd.
Exactly. Which is where a robotic parlour could come in.
I don't think David's convinced about that.
If it gives you more time for things like marketing, and the cows don't seem to mind. You've worked so hard to improve the milk. You deserve a decent price for it.
Oh, we do.
What's this?
Jill's wondering if we should market our milk better.
We've talked about that before, haven't we?
Many times. But I suppose if we're going to have to change our system anyway...
Yes, if you have to reduce the size of the herd. Ed seems to be making it work.
Hardly.
I'm not saying sell around the doorsteps.
It doesn't answer what we do with the other side of the farm.
Put it down to arable, I guess. I know, David.
We are a mixed farm. Grassland and grazing in rotation.
So what else could we do?
That's our strength. You let the big boys like BL wreck their soil by growing endless high-input crops.
But you could still do that, surely.
How?
As we discussed before, have dairy on one side of the road and your traditional mixed farm on the other, with the beef and the sheep and the arable.
It's not workable, Mum.
It might be.
It would be so inflexible.
But possible. You'd find a way, love. We always have.
Well, maybe not this time.
David?
No, we can't just keep pretending. If this happens, it won't be Brookfield anymore.
All right.
Not the Brookfield that Dad farmed, or Grandad.
Well, I only meant...
And that's not the way I want to farm either. We might... just as well pack it all in.
Edward?
Sorry, I didn't wake you, did I?
No. Well, I might have dozed off. Come in, son.
No,
Oh, keep your voice down, mind. Your mum and granddad have just gone to bed.
Well, I won't be long. I just wanted to check on that heifer.
Oh, the one that was due to call?
Yeah, is there any sign?
Not when I left. That was around 7.
All right.
Have you only just finished?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey. Asim wasn't lying when he said they were short-staffed. Hey, do you want something to eat?
Oh, no, thanks. Susan would have left me something else.
Come on, have a snack. You must be starving.
Well...
We've left over pork pie in the fridge. Your mum won't let me touch it, but if I tell her you was hungry...
Oh, go on then.
Oh, good lad. We can have a beer as well. Go on, take the weight off.
Oh, cheers.
Did you get the job done then?
Yeah, it's all finished. Adam wants me working with him tomorrow, I know.
All right. Oh, I knew she was fibbing. There is still some of that cheddar. Now we just need some chutney and some crackers. Hey, scotch egg?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Why not? Us working men have got to keep our energy up, eh?
How's it going?
Oh, fine. It's going to be another late one, though. This one's going to be a while yet. You off to bed?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, good night, then. I'll try not to wake you when I come in.
Don't worry. David, about your mum. You know she was only trying to help. She didn't mean to upset you.
I know.
She just hates seeing you so despondent.
No, I know, and I'll apologise in the morning.
You don't have to. She understands.
No, but I shouldn't have snapped. It's just all this hoping for the best.
I know.
Because, you know, we also need to face facts that there is no good option for us if the farm's split in two. It'll change everything about the way that we do things.
Then that's what we have to make clear. If the new road does come, we insist on being properly compensated.
No, but that's it, though, isn't it? If the new road comes, if we get a bridge, it's all so uncertain. Maybe I should take a leaf out of Mum's book. How does she do it? Hmm? You know, there's always a bright side, isn't there?
Years of counselling grumpy archer men, I guess. And you know what? More often than not, she's right. There's nothing wrong with hoping for the best.
No, I suppose.
Better than expecting the worst. We can still fight the planners off.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, of course we can. Us and a swarm of brown hair streak butterflies.
Dad, what the hell?
Oh, Edward, don't worry.
What's happened?
She just needs a little help, that's all. It's all right, though. I found the hoof.
Why'd you let me nod off?
Oh, figured I could be here and back before you woke up.
No, but...
I left a note. I wasn't to know this would happen. Here, grab a leg.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, now, have you got it?
Yeah, I've got it, and...
Nice and steady now. And... pull!
That's all right, Patsy.
It's coming.
Yeah, one more.
Almost there. Oh, well done, girl. That wasn't too bad. Nice little effort.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be honest with you. I thought that was going to be trickier. Is she breathing?
Right, hang on. Yeah, she's breathing.
Oh, grand. She's big for her first cough and all.
But, Dad, if you want to get off, I can take you from here.
No, you're all right. I'll keep you company. Don't reckon I could sleep yet, any road.
Yeah, okay, if you're sure.
You're the one that's got to be up milking in the morning.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Hey, do you want to sleep at ours?
Huh?
The sofa's pretty comfy.
No.
No, seriously, son, keep it ours. You'll get a decent night. You won't risk waking Emma. By the time they're up and about, you'll be gone again, any road.
Well, that's true.
So what difference does it make?
No, I should go back.
Edward, believe me, they won't even know you wasn't there.
Oh, mind the hanging basket, Elizabeth.
Oh.
Don't want to get dripped, huh?
No, thanks.
How's it
You're
going?
Set.
Oh, sorry.
No.
You were saying?
Oh, I was just curious if you were ready for Friday.
Oh.
I spoke to Kenton yesterday. He said the Midnight Walkers are going to smash it.
Oh.
His words.
Right, well, we've still got a couple more rehearsals. But no, it's going fine.
Good.
You?
Yeah, fine. Hectic, but most of the building work's finished now. The stages are bigger than I expected.
Really?
But I suppose once they're full of equipment and with a crowd in front of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Well, certainly keeping us all busy. Fallon and Emma have just gone off to pick up her new van. And of course, Kenton's been briefing the staff for the beer tent and cocktail bar.
Yeah, I've just dropped in on Shula to check about the pony rides.
Oh, right.
I'm on my way over to Felpersham anyway.
Of course, you're on Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, you heard about that?
Yeah, Kenton again.
Oh.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Oh, look who's here.
Isn't that...
Yes, that would be my ex-husband. You know, Elizabeth, if you want to get going, don't let me hold you up.
No, I suppose I should be making a move. It was nice seeing you, though.
Yeah, you and all. I'll make sure to listen.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure you've more important things to think about. Oh. Hi.
All right, sweetheart.
Who were that?
You know, Elizabeth... Kenton's sister.
Oh, right.
What are you doing? The band won't be here for another hour.
I know, but I'd finish work for the morning. And I mean, where else was I going to go to?
Oh, Emmy's not kicked you out again, has she?
No. Well, not really. I mean, she just don't like the new bike.
Oh, Wayne.
I told her, all she needs is a bit of tender, loving care.
Sounded like it.
As you do, I hear.
Well, it's not me. But... the band's got some issues.
Well, Here I am, your knight in shining armour. I'll get you sorted, don't worry.
Oh, you could at least have texted me.
Well, it was 2 in the morning. You knew I was going to be back late.
Well, I didn't know you were going to sleep at your mum and dad's.
Okay, but
instead, I come down this morning. There's the meal I cooked you, all dried up in the oven.
Yeah, all right, I'm sorry.
Did you have any dinner?
Well, I did have a bite to eat with Dad, yeah. Yeah, I thought it was better than creeping in the middle of the night. I didn't mean to worry you.
I wasn't worried. It was just thoughtless. I mean, we all have to live in this house, Ed. You can't just swan in and out.
I had a calf to deliver.
Bad enough, Emma had taken over the kitchen for Luxfest. And now she's off with Fallon again.
So she's not in then?
No. So I got lumbered with packing the kids off to Will and Nick's.
Oh,
which made
right.
me late for the dairy. It's not only you with 2 jobs, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I need to be back down the shop soon. Oh! Oh, look at my hair.
Huh?
Why didn't you tell me it had done that?
Done what?
Can't you see? Oh, it's because I have to wear those blasted hair nets at work.
No, honestly, Susan, it still looks nice. In fact, it's better, I reckon. It's not quite so big.
Oh, don't try to butter me up, Ed.
No, I wasn't.
Right, so that's something else to sort out.
Wait, Susan, hang on.
No, I haven't got the time, Ed. I need to get the tongs on it. Can't be seen in the shop like this.
Yeah, so you can see what the problem is, huh?
Yeah. Are you holding back or something?
Me?
Where's the passion? Where's the emotion? You used to have me in tears with that one.
I was talking about Harrison. Do you need headphones? I know it ain't a great recording.
I can hear fine.
Look, he's just not putting it out there.
That's easily fixable, though. We need to get you right first.
Oh!
Are you uncomfortable singing with him?
What?
Well, he did look a bit awkward in that video.
No! It's nought to do with that.
It makes a big difference.
Wayne, I'm doing exactly what I've always done. Now, let's just wait for the band to arrive.
Just think about how it were when we sang together. Boy, the electricity.
Oh, I knew this was a bad idea.
Yeah, by that time we played the Westerbridge Folk Festival. You know, in the scout up by the river. We were on fire that afternoon. Now, that's the Jolene I know. One we need to get back to.
Get back to?
That's what I reckon.
Well, maybe your memories are rosier than mine, huh?
Jolene, where are you going?
To find a radio. Elizabeth will be on soon.
But how will we find the old Jolene if you don't practice?
Old?
Come on, let me tune up.
Wayne, the last thing I need is you putting the fear of God into me. Now, I promise, Elizabeth, I'm going to tune into the radio instead.
So, this is it. Radio Borsetshire. Not quite as picturesque as the last time I saw you.
No.
More of a cupboard.
No, it's all very interesting.
Oh, if you just want to stick on the headphones, they'll be throwing to us in a few seconds.
Oh, right, OK.
How's it all going? Not long now.
No. I'm not sure what day it is, to be honest. It's nice to be back out in the ordinary world.
I bet. Well, I'm glad you could spare the time.
Yes, me too.
You couldn't tempt Roy to join you?
Hmm?
The two of you were so good together before.
Oh, but I thought...
Oh, sorry, here we go. Thanks, Trish. And remember, for all the latest traffic news, just go to our website. You might want to check the roads around Lower Loxley this weekend. The historic country house will be holding the first ever Loxfest Music and Food Festival. Joining me in the studio is owner, impresario, lady of the manor, Elizabeth Pargeter. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Rhiannon.
Some of our listeners may remember I interviewed you at home a few weeks ago. I imagine things are looking a lot different there now.
Yes, definitely. Where you interviewed us in front of the house, that's sort of a backstage area for the main stage. Mm. Over the other side is our more intimate meadow stage, and we've children's events in the Cruck Barn and a tent where you can sample our wine.
So quite a transformation then.
Absolutely.
And a whole new experience for you.
In a way. We're just looking forward to welcoming the public on Friday.
Yes.
And tickets are still available. So if you like good food and good music...
Talking of music, Luxfest hasn't been without its controversies. I'm thinking, of course, about Quaint and Smith, who are headlining. Is it the last night of the festival?
Yes, that's right.
And whose lead singer, Troy Stern, has been in the newspaper headlines as well. People may have seen the pictures that seem to show bruises on his girlfriend's arm.
Well, I can't really comment on that.
No, but it has had an impact. What was your reaction when you heard the all-girl group Honeystorm were pulling out?
Well, obviously, I was very disappointed. My
hair's still not right. Just can't do it the way the hairdresser does. Oh, well, it'll have to do. You will tidy up now, won't you, Ed?
Of course, I'm only making a sandwich.
No, I know, but I've got to cook in here later. I don't want to have to come and clear up after you.
Look, I promise you won't know I was ever in here.
Should I leave you some dinner?
Huh? No, don't bother.
Ed.
No, I can't guarantee when I'm going to get back. If it's going to cause you less hassle,
look, I'm not saying I won't cook. It's just I'd like a bit of appreciation.
I'm sorry.
The occasional thank you wouldn't go amiss.
Susan, please.
It all takes planning, you know.
3 hours sleep.
I'm not complaining, but meals don't appear just by accident. It would be nice not to be taken for granted.
Which is why I'm working so hard, so that we can get out of here. That's what I want. Don't want to be such a burden.
No, shh. Elizabeth,
I don't know the details.
See? On the radio, listen.
Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? Forgive me, but you sound as though you're defending him. No, not at all. But these are still only allegations. Don't you think it sends out the wrong message, though? Look, that's down to the police. Of course. And he hasn't been charged with anything. But clearly it's upset a lot of people. If he is charged and convicted, won't you feel like you've condoned violence against women?
Oh.
I'm not condoning anything. I'm putting on a music festival. Is that what you say to your daughter? I'm sorry? You mentioned she's into some of the other bands. Look, I really don't think... Will she be going to watch Troy Stan and Quentin Smith? My daughter has her own views. She likes lots of different types of music. Yes, but by keeping Stan on the bill, aren't you saying that accusations like this shouldn't be taken seriously? That it's something celebrities can get away with? I think... Shouldn't Troy Stan have to clear his name first? I think we all have to make our own decision. There'll be people who want to see him, and there'll be people who don't. Ah, so maybe the best protest will be if no one turns up. No, that's not what I'm saying. Thank you. I think we've run out of time. That was Elizabeth
Parchett. That was a bit harsh, wasn't it?
It's not this Friday. As we've heard, tickets are still available.
Ooh, dearie me. That didn't go well at all.
Well, I reckon that's let you off the hook.
How do you mean?
Well, no matter how well you do on Friday, you won't be what folk are talking about.
Oh, Wayne.
Your sister-in-law got well and truly kippered.
Oh, don't say that. Hey, we ain't going to be that bad, are we?
I don't know about the rest of the band, but from what I've heard so far...
It's all right.
I'm only calling it the way I see it. You're the leader, Jolene. You're the beating heart of this thing. If you can't carry the band, you ain't going to carry the crowd neither.
Do you honestly think it's me?
Look, I ain't saying you can't do it. In fact, I know you can.
Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe I have lost my mojo.
No.
And it is a little awkward performing with Harrison. You know, him and Fallon are kind of seeing each other.
Really?
Well, sort of. They can't seem to get it together. Well,
there you go, then. You've got to forget about that. A singing partner's like a lover.
Oh.
You need to romance them. Remember how we were?
Yes.
We sing everywhere. At home, on the road, in the bath.
Oh, I ain't doing that with Harrison.
No, but you can pretend. Tell you what, why don't I come along on Friday? I can help you warm up.
What? No.
You can sneak me in backstage.
Wayne.
Just tell your sister-in-law I'm your roadie or something. I'll even do the job for you. No charge.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, Jolene.
Do you really think it'll help?
You want to relive your glory days, don't you? Then you're going to need someone who was there with you.
Well, thanks again for coming in. Judging by the number of tweets, you've obviously got people talking.
Is that a good thing?
All publicity's good publicity. Isn't that what they say?
I'll take your word for it.
I've got my wellies.
Sorry?
And my press pass.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yes. I'm covering Loxfest. I can't wait.
I knew Radio Borsetshire were coming.
Between you and me, I'm a big Quentin Smith fan. Oh. Not very girl power of me, I know.
No.
But if I'm at the festival anyway, what a privilege. And we get to call it work.
Well, speaking of work...
Of course. Oh, if you can just remember to sign out.
Sure.
Oh, and Elizabeth, say hi to Roy for me. A real shame he couldn't be here. Tell him we missed him.
Oh, don't you worry, Rhiannon. I'll be speaking to Roy very soon.
But that's not fair. They're my maids.
Yeah, but they still have to pay, Freddy.
Even for one ride?
Yes.
But what about backstage? I've already told them I can get them passes.
Well, we'll have to see. Now, can you go and fetch me camera, please? You know where it is, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, in the office.
I know. Come on.
Hi, Freddy.
Thank you. She'll be on my desk. He's after passes for his friends now.
We can do that, can't we?
Well, I suppose.
I've just had a lovely email. This one's from a women's rights group. They say we're apologists for domestic violence. Oh. So that's another one for the pile since yesterday.
Look, it can't be because of the interview.
Well, I don't know.
What, do they mention it?
That's not the point, Roy. It's another thing, another screw-up.
Well, okay.
Another step closer to going under. Why did you make me do it? I knew what I'd be walking into.
It wasn't that bad.
Oh.
It wasn't really. Come on. There's no need to panic.
Roy.
Look, don't beat yourself up about it.
It was a mess. It embarrassed me and it damaged our reputation.
Elizabeth, honestly.
Why didn't you do it?
What?
Rhiannon wanted you there. She wouldn't have given you such a hard time.
Oh, now hold on.
You could have wound her around your little finger too.
Look, I'd no idea Rhiannon was expecting me to do the interview. She never said. If she had, you know full well I would have done it with you. Now, I've not got time to stand around being blamed for everything. The Tibetan monks are arriving soon. I need to go and welcome them.
Josh, wait, hang on. Where's he off to?
I think he wants to phone Mum.
I didn't even catch everything he said. So he got an A in PE?
Yep, one A, two Bs, and the rest are all Cs.
That's not bad. What were the Bs in?
Maths and geography.
Not biology?
No.
Even after all that revising?
I did hint that maybe he wants to rethink his A-level choices, but hey, he still did really well.
Yeah. And he could do with the science if he's going to apply for agricultural college.
True. Well, he's happy anyway.
Seemed like it.
I'm going to go inside. I want to catch a word with Mum.
Yeah, OK.
Hi, Linda.
Morning.
Any news from Leonie?
No, not yet. We're still waiting.
Oh, well, I'm sure it won't be long now.
No.
Linda, are you all right? You haven't sprinted here, have you?
No. It's my bike. The gears keep sticking.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Can I fetch you a glass of water?
No. Thank you. I need to speak to you, David. I've heard some troubling news.
Hi, this is Roy Tucker. I can't take your call at the moment, but leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Cheers.
Hi, Roy, it's me. I've been looking for you everywhere. Look, I'm really sorry about earlier. I shouldn't have flown off the handle the way I did. It wasn't fair. We're both tired. So, I'll try you on the radio again. We need to discuss Quentin Smith. Oh, Freddie.
Hi, Mum. Have you seen Fallon's van?
Her van?
Over there, with the Ambridge Tea Service painted on the side of it.
Oh,
it's a classic.
Yeah, that's great, Freddie. Listen, you've not seen Roy about anywhere. I've been trying to get hold of him.
Oh, yeah, he's on the roof.
The roof?
He wanted some pictures of the site.
When was this?
I don't know, about 20 minutes ago. Do you want me to get him for you?
No, it's fine. I'll find him.
Okay.
Freddie, seriously, don't go up on the roof.
I'm not. I'm helping Uncle Kenton set up the cocktail bar.
Good. Hello, Roy. Are you there? Roy, answer me.
How much?
And he's not the only powerful member of South Borchester Golf Club.
£10,000? Oh, with a donation like that, they're going to be able to throw everything at Fighting Roots C.
Oh, David, look at him. May I?
What?
Is it a he or a she?
Oh, he's a bull calf.
Oh.
Here, take the bottle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mind, though, he'll tug on it.
Well, hello. Aren't you a hungry chap?
Honestly, it makes you feel like giving up. How are we meant to compete against money like that?
Well, we still have the brown hair streak on our side, and I'm determined to find new ways of fundraising. After all, we only need 100 people to give £100 each, and that's your £10,000 there.
Easy as that, eh?
David! Oh, hi, Linda.
Oh, Ruth, I couldn't resist. Oh, goodness, you drank that quickly.
Yeah, let me take
it. Oh.
Is everything okay, love?
Yeah, I've just been talking to Mum. Her leg's not getting any better. She keeps going to the nurse to have it dressed, but it's not really healing.
Oh, dear. Oh, sorry, that's me. Better see who it is.
Yeah, sure. So, how's she feeling?
Oh, you know, Mum. She's trying to put a brave face
Hello?
On.
Hello?
I can hear it in her voice, though. She's not right. Been stuck in the house all day. It's getting her down.
Yeah,
she has? Oh, Robert! No, I'm at Brookfield. All right, then. Yes, as soon as I can.
Linda?
It's Leonie. She's gone into labour.
Oh!
James just called Robert from the hospital. Right, now, what do I need to do?
Are you going to go down to London straight away?
Oh, well, that's the intention. Our bags are all packed. Oh, I did mean to drop in on Jim.
Oh, never mind about that now.
No. Although I do need to tell Cathy so she can walk Scruff.
Well, hadn't you better cycle home first?
Yes. Oh, the gears on my bike.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I just have to pedal harder.
Bye then, Linda.
Bye.
All the best.
Good luck. Hello, Roy, are you up there? Roy, please, if you are, just say something. I really don't want to go out on the roof. Roy, can you hear me? Oh,
sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, Roy. God, what's happened to your shirt?
I tripped. I'm not sure how. I just put my arm out.
That's blood. Oh, my God.
I must have fallen against something sharp.
No, here, take my hand.
No, I'm all right.
Don't be silly. Look at you. Come on, let's get you downstairs. Careful.
Can you get your shirt off?
Elizabeth.
It'll be easier if I do it. It's hard for you to reach.
Okay, fine.
So what did you say you fell against?
I'm not sure. It's probably an old bracket or a bolt or something.
Well, it must have been sharp to rip your shirt like that.
Well, it was sticking out the masonry.
Do you need a hand? Here, come on, let me. Keep your arm up, Roy. Oh, it looks nasty.
I don't think it's very deep. I think it's just torn the skin.
Yeah, even so, I think I'd put some antiseptic on it. Can't believe you went up on the roof. I thought... Well, I didn't know what to think.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Just relieved you're all right. Can you lift your arm up again? I'll be as gentle as I can.
Yeah, sure.
How's that?
Fine.
Oh, it's tender.
Don't worry. Keep going. Elizabeth?
Yeah?
No, nothing.
Really?
Well...
What's that?
I think they're doing a sound check.
Oh, right. Sorry, I...
No.
No, what were you going to say?
Oh, I don't matter. Thank you, that's all.
I just need to find you something to wear.
Oh, don't worry.
No, you can't go out like that.
Yeah, but...
Honestly, wait there. I've still got some shirts of Nigel's. I'll go and fetch you one.
I can't believe Jill spent all that time baking cakes and we still had to buy one.
Look, it's not only the £10,000.
David?
It's time as well. We haven't got much of that either. Linda is doing what she can, but now she's going to have her hands full being a grandmother.
So much for taking a leaf out of Jill's book.
Maybe Pip's right after all.
Why? What she said?
Oh, nothing. It's not going to happen anyway.
What's not going to happen? David?
She thinks we should get out of milk entirely. We were discussing the problems with splitting the farm.
Was this on the phone the other day?
Yeah. But it was only a suggestion.
How could she even consider it? She knows how hard we've worked to make it a profitable business, developing the herd, bringing in the extended grazing, and now the block calving.
I know, it's why I didn't say anything. It must have crossed your mind, though.
No, we're a dairy farm.
Okay.
I hope you put her straight.
Of course I put her straight. I mean, she was only batting ideas
at her. I can't believe this.
Come on, there's a long way to go yet.
Yeah.
What were you saying about being positive?
This is different, David. Pip's actually contemplating Brookfield without cows.
And I'm sure it's not what she wants either. She was just being brutal. We might not have a choice.
I forgot to ask, how did Phoebe get on with her GCSEs?
Oh, yeah, no, she did great. Seven A stars, two A's and a couple of B's.
Roy, that's amazing.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I wish I could celebrate with her properly, but guess I'll catch her tomorrow. Fits pretty well, actually.
Really? Show me. It was always a little large for Nigel.
There.
Elizabeth?
Sorry.
You don't mind me wearing it?
No, Roy. Keep it. Really suits you.
Well, if you're sure.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Oh, well, I've wasted enough time already.
What are you doing now?
I've got to call Marcus.
Oh, yes, we need to make a decision. We can't hang on any longer.
Why? What are you suggesting?
Cancelling Quainton Smith. What do you think?
It's a lot of money.
No, I know.
I mean, we'd have to honour our contract.
Of course.
And without an equally famous band to replace them, it's not going to do much for ticket sales.
Well, are you saying we should keep them, then?
No, I'm just laying out the facts.
But what would you do?
It's not my business, Elizabeth.
Oh, forget about that. We're in this together. Just be honest.
I'd get shot of them.
You would?
They're bringing us nothing but bad publicity. Mm. I mean, I don't know if this guy Stern is guilty or not, but it's not something we want Lower Loxley associated with.
Or condoning.
Yeah, and at least if we cancel, we can announce it and it won't tarnish the entire festival.
I agree.
We'd still be heading for a big loss, though.
Has Marcus suggested any possible replacements?
No one decent. A TV talent show winner from 10 years ago and an ABBA tribute band.
Great. Well, if that's what we're stuck with.
Yeah, although we shouldn't announce anything until we've confirmed a replacement.
No. Roy, just tell me I'm making the right decision.
I can't do
that. I need your support on this.
I think that whatever you decide, that's what will be best for Lower Loxley.
Thank you. Go on then. Phone Marcus. Tell him to cancel Quainton Smith.
Oh, big wow.
Yes, big wow, Jamie. I was on sentry duty.
Well, I reckon I'd fall asleep if my only punishment was wearing a white belt.
Well, don't they make you clean the box with your toothbrush or something? It's actually really humiliating. I'd let my whole platoon down. I had my privileges restricted too.
Still sounds pretty lame to me. What's going on? They're the reason we've been moving so slow.
I guess.
So what's it about?
What do you think? It's this thing with Quainton Smith. Don't you watch the news?
Hey, look, there's Roy. Whoa, did she just hit him?
I didn't see.
Oh, damn way.
I can't, I've been waved through.
Oh, it looked like it was really kicking off. Shame those girls aren't coming to Loxfest. Some of them are wealthy.
What's this?
It's an owl, obviously. Put it on.
Yeah, all right, okay.
I was wandering around the stalls and I thought a beanie hat would be the finishing touch.
Yeah, but I'm not really sure that it goes with my tea dress.
Rubbish. It's perfect.
Do you mind if I don't take your word for it?
Oh
no, thanks, though. It's really cute of you.
So, how's it all going?
Yeah, good, I think. I wasn't sure that we'd ever be ready, but we're kind of getting into the swing of things now, and Emma's been fab all week.
Well, the tent looks amazing.
Oh, ta.
And that van outside, whose brilliant idea was that?
Yeah.
It's a great advert.
I admit, the Morris has been getting a lot of attention. In fact, the whole thing seems to be going down well. People love all this vintage stuff.
Yeah.
And the samovar. You know, they like filling their teapots.
I'm so pleased. Well done. You deserve it to be a success.
Thank you. It's still early days. Then what about you?
Oh.
How are you feeling?
Oh, don't ask.
You're the one who got yourself into this. If you hadn't told me that you sang
in a
band.
I know. But seeing all these people and knowing I'm going to be performing in front of them in a few hours...
You'll be fine. Just don't think about it. In fact...
that for?
Just for good luck. And for my beanie.
So what happened? Have they gone?
No, they're still there.
What are the police doing?
The police can't do anything. The protesters aren't on Lower Loxley land. And, I should warn you, there was a slight incident when I went down to speak to them.
Did you tell them we're going to cancel Quainton Smith?
How could I? I just told them that we were taking their concerns seriously and...
Right.
And then it got a bit physical. One of them started pushing and, well, my ribs are still pretty sore.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine, but I might have used some words that I shouldn't.
Oh, that's understandable.
Yeah, but there were people around filming, you know, on their mobiles. It's probably all over the internet.
Look, then we should go public, make the announcement that we're replacing Quainton Smith with this talent show guy.
No, let's just wait a little longer. Marcus still thinks he can find someone better.
Who?
Well, he won't say yet. But we've got to give him a chance. We only told him to cancel yesterday lunchtime.
Which was already too late.
Yes, but if he can find a bigger act that's going to drag in the punters...
Roy, honestly...
Look, I'm not saying that he will.
No.
But it's got to be worth a shot. Please... Trust me, Elizabeth. Just give it a couple more hours.
Seriously, that's it. That's all you're going to do.
What? Tense up, isn't it?
You haven't even laid out your sleeping bag.
I'll do it when I get back. I want to go see some bands.
Oh, where's your torch?
Huh?
Your torch. It'll help you see things in the dark.
Duh, I'll use the light on my phone.
Yeah, and how long's it going to take for the battery to run out?
Yeah. All right, then. Let's see in yours.
Okay.
What have you got? A lava lamp and a glitter ball?
No, but I have got a head torch and a lantern.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? We're at a festival, Dan.
So?
So no one's going to make you wear a white belt if your tent's messy.
Well, what happens if it rains?
Rains?
Your clothes are slung everywhere. Mine are wrapped up in my backpack.
Well, yeah, maybe,
and we are planning to get slaughtered. I can just crash out, whereas you're going to be crawling around clutching your mobile phone trying to find the top of your sleeping bag. There's 7 P's, mate.
7 what?
Proper prior planning.
All right, all right.
Poor performance. Use your head, Jamie.
Fine, whatever. So can we make a move now?
Yeah, sure.
Hopefully when we get back, the stupid didgeridoo player will shut up. Okay?
Jamie, hang on. Who are we going to see first?
Elizabeth, you know, so you might not have sold as many tickets as you'd like.
No, and you're not going to sell as much beer.
Yeah, but people are still having a good time.
Well, it's hardly the point.
Well, of course it's the point.
No, I've staked everything on this.
It's a festival.
The future of the business. Kenton, I need to know.
Oh, look,
that
just chill.
We've got a headliner.
Look, turn off, tune in.
Kenton.
And drop out.
Oh, you're really not helping.
I mean, just look at this groovy twosome.
Oh, hi, Jolene.
Hey, well, if it's the man in black.
Oh, what do you think?
Hey, don't look half bad, does he?
Oh, thanks. Look, I love the shirt. It's very country.
Tom, where'd you find it?
Just in the charity shop in town.
And I like the pattern on the collar.
Will you excuse me, but I've got things to get on with.
Oh, okay.
You are coming to watch the big performance, though, aren't you?
Absolutely. If I don't see you beforehand, though, break a leg. Is that what you're saying?
It'll do.
Oh, thanks, Elizabeth. Right. Well, okay then. I suppose now we just wait.
Yeah. In fact, I'm feeling quite peckish. I might try some of the hospitality. Do you want anything?
Me? No, I couldn't.
Kenton?
No, I'm fine, thanks, mate.
Ooh, well, he seems to have conquered his nerves.
Yeah, I know. No idea what's got into him.
Well, maybe Wayne's coaching's actually paid off. As unlikely as that seems.
No, it can't be. He couldn't get away fast enough earlier. He said he needed a walk, and when he come back, he were grinning like a Cheshire cat.
He does look like he's up for it.
What about me? You ain't told me how I look. Oh. Is my outfit okay?
Yes, of course it is. I mean, you're wearing the waistcoat that I bought you, aren't you? Why?
I don't know. You still don't feel like my old one. Even Wayne noticed.
Oh, what has he said now?
Oh, nothing.
No, Jolene.
No, he's trying to help. He thinks he's booking me up, talking about the past, reminding me how I used to sing it, how I'd fill up stage. This makes me feel worse.
Love, don't listen to him.
He's loving it, you know, thinking he's part of the scene again.
Maybe.
Did you see him chatting to the band they're on now?
Yeah, I know. They're not but a couple of kids. Still, sounds like the crowd's enjoying them.
I reckon that must be their last song.
Really?
You're on next, baby.
Where did the time go? Oh, well. Ain't no more I can do now.
Oh, come on. Freddie was being a plank.
Yeah, but
going on about meeting all the band, waving his backstage pass about.
Well, he has got a festival in his back garden. How would you be?
Well, I wouldn't be smoking, for a start. And did he really think we wouldn't notice him flicking the butt end away?
Hey, Jamie!
Not exactly subtle.
Oh, Fallon!
Excuse me, sorry.
Oh, I like the hat.
Oh, thank you very much. Hey, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Did you catch Slow Club?
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Oh, here, do you want a swig?
No, I'll go to the bar.
Well, it's not really mineral water.
Oh, right. Yeah, go on then.
Well, we came past your place earlier. We were after a slice of Gran's cake.
I didn't see you.
We couldn't find anywhere to sit.
I know, it's been mad.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, I had to see Mum, though.
Too right.
Well, come on then.
Yeah, let's find a space near the front.
So, it's Jolene, followed by Stand By Your Man, followed by Folsom Prison Blues.
No, it's Jolene, followed by Folsom Prison Blues, followed by...
No, I know. I'm joking.
Oh,
look, I'll see you out there.
Yeah, okay, darling.
Hey,
Kenton.
Ready to knock him dead?
Oh, don't do that. Harrison's already scared me to death.
Jolene, what's up? Are you feeling all right?
Oh, I don't think I can do this, Kenton.
What?
I mean, I reckoned I could. No. I thought it would be like the old days.
Hey, come on.
Who was I fooling?
Now, of course you can do it. I've heard you. You're going to be great.
Yeah, well, you have to say that.
No.
No, what? What about those kids out there? Why would they want to see a tired, deluded, middle-aged has-been?
Jolene.
Not even a has-been. A once might have been. I'm no better than Wayne.
That is nonsense. No, it is. Jolene, look at me. Will you look at me? Think of Dolly.
No, kid.
Has she still got it?
Yeah, I ain't no Dolly Parton.
You're my Dolly. I'm serious. You are as gorgeous and talented as you have ever been. Not to mention pretty damn sexy.
Oh, kid. What are you doing? I had to go on.
How long do you keep your dressing room for? You can invite me back as your groupie.
Oh, stop it!
Honestly, everyone out there has come because they want to see you, so just be yourself and they will love you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah?
This is it.
I am so proud of you.
Oh. Okay, darling. Tell me that in 50 minutes. In my dressing room.
You can count on it, girl! Go on!
Hello, Luxfest! I'm Jolene Archer. We're called the Midnight Walkers, and this is my song. Okay, guys, let's hit it. Come on, Harrison, let's go.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
I've been trying to find you.
What? Why? What's happened now?
A miracle, that's what. Marcus just called. He's found a band to headline the last night.
Really?
Yeah, and you aren't going to believe this.
Oh, just tell me.
Pet Shop Boys. And that's right.
Oh, the Pet Shop Boys, but even I've heard of them.
Didn't I just say to wait a little longer?
You did. Oh, Roy! Sorry, you're really crazy.
Oh, it's all right, really. I don't care, come here.
Oh, Roy, that's fantastic. Oh, what would I do without you?
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. I'm begging on you, please don't take my man. Jolene, Jolene.
Thank you.
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.